OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
So that see in us a friend and the oppressed a compassionate liberator. Give us grace, God, to speak boldly when truth needs to contest power, when vision is suspect, and when a culture of lies holds sway, and when the gains of our long struggle seem to be in danger of being compromised.
Cathedra's coffin was wrapped in the black, green and yellow ANC flag, the organization he dedicated his life to since a very tender age. Some religious leaders bid farewell to the struggle giant. Gauteng Premier David Makhura was tasked with welcoming mourners to the funeral.
We celebrate his life and legacy as someone who deployed his humility, his intellect, and his disarming sense of humor effectively to marshal the people of our country and the world behind that vision of a non-racial, non-sexist, united and democratic and prosperous society.
Makhura said Cathedra leaves a legacy of bridging the gap between generations.
I mourn his passing not because of the tragedy of death itself, because death is part of life. We are here because his powerful but gentle presence on earth enriched our lives personally and politically. We grieve his passing because his humility helped to bridge the gap between various generations in the movement and in society.
A member of the Cathedra's family, Nazir, honored his uncle and said he was only 6 months old when his uncle was arrested.
On behalf of the Cathedra family, I would like to pay a tribute to my uncle. Kathy was more than just a liberation hero and politician. He was a jolly, kind, warm family man. The Cathedra family would like to express our gratitude to Kathy for being an example of bravery, courage, strength and discipline. The sacrifices he made for our country have ensured that we can live in dignity and with pride, knowing that the time lost was for a worthy cause. And especially to Barbara,
thank you for coming into our family, for sharing Kathy with us, for being his companion and wife.
Becky Nhlalinsali paid tribute to Comrade Kathy on behalf of COSATU and said he belonged to all South Africans, white and black.
Comrade Kathy belongs to all South Africans. His contribution and the values that his movement stands for was not only for the African National Congress, but was for all South Africans, black and white.
Former President Kgalema Motlanthe said in the eulogy that Cathedra's life is worth celebrating.
Such a life as that of Comrade Cathedra is worth celebrating. A sense of fortitude would counsel to offset the pain of his mortality with the immortality of his legacy. What he and his political organization, the African National Congress, stood for has forever enriched human experience. I would say we should take comfort from the immortality of the idea that defined his social existence, the idea of freedom. While in one fell swoop mortality has blown off his life, his vision will always remain etched in historical memory.
He also got a standing ovation for reading from a letter written by Cathedra asking President Jacob Zuma to stand down.
The position of president is one that must at all times unite this country behind a vision and program that seeks to make tomorrow a better day than today. It is a position that requires the respect of all South Africans, which of course must be earned at all times. Comrade Kathy continues, and bluntly, if not arrogantly, in the face of such persistently widespread criticism, condemnation and demand, is it asking too much to express the hope that you will choose the correct way that is gaining momentum to consider stepping down?
Kathy Glodler, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.